You know, it was thanks to a barbecue that I got interested in scuba diving. I cared less about the fish and more about the sweet, unpolluted tank of oxygen. Woo, that's the good stuff, man. Hello, everyone. I'm Rami, your favorite host to learn about health in a fun way. What better topic of conversation about health than the one about just taking care of ourselves? Barbecues, the good life. I used to love barbecues, but I was more so eating than cooking myself. Hey, that changed the other day. With a group of friends, we decided to have a barbecue. Nobody had a single idea about how to make it because Sam, our usual barbecue guru, wasn't there. So to sum it up, we ended up with more smoke than meat in our mouths. I mean, think about it. First, you have that kind of pill made out of petroleum, which you ignite, hashtag not precisely good for your health. And then we had the pleasure to inhale all that smoke from that burning coal as we spent about, I would say a couple of hours, really, trying to get just the right temperature for the barbecue. And that translates into breathing that beautiful mix of unhealthy chemicals for a couple of hours. So the positive side, okay, more importantly, is that the smoke took away our hunger. And that was kind of a blessing in disguise because we did not have enough meat to begin with. Now, I've decided to quit barbecues my entire life. I was a little traumatized after breathing all that smoke. I was worried, so I did, you know, something that we shouldn't do, but we all do. You know, I asked Google. Of course, apparently, I only had 3 days left to live. Yeah, Google, you really need to start being more creative because you had the same kind of answer a couple weeks ago when I was just asking, what are the effects of eating an expired yogurt? But as I was already in front of my laptop, and you all know about my curiosity, I decided to research a little bit about air pollution. So, do you often feel that you already know about something, and then you realize you have no idea about what you're talking about? Like, for example, what type of diseases air pollution causes, or how many people die per year due to air pollution? Well, those are two really good questions. I would like to give you a comprehensive answer to both, but our budget for this podcast is 7 minutes, and telling you about this will take us a couple of hours. So, among many, the types of diseases include, but are not limited to, lung cancer, strokes, and chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. I mean, it's crazy, just so many different diseases, but in figures, how bad is it? Well, it's not that good. I mean, it's not turd, okay? So air pollution contributes to 7 million deaths per year, which is a bit less than the population in New York. Yes, New Yorkers, you're not as important as you think, okay? And now the question is, should you worry? What do you think? Well, according to research, yes. Especially if you live around industrial areas, near the landfills, roads with a lot of traffic. I think you get the idea. And changing a little bit the topic, who do you think usually lives in those areas? Exactly. Yes, most often people with less resources. So, of course, you wouldn't be surprised that precisely those people are the ones more affected by air pollution than those in, you know, suburbia, like the suburban areas. After doing all this research and, of course, exhausting myself, my first reaction was just closing every window and pulling down the shutters and sitting next to the wall and just crying a little bit. But yeah, of course. I forgot about indoor air pollution. Yes, that exists. I know. I'm not crazy. You're not crazy. It actually does. I'm not safe even in my own house. Wow. I should really just start doing scuba diving every day. I mean, fresh oxygen? Oh, wait. I have an idea. We should just live under the sea. Oh, wait. No, I forgot about that. Too much plastic. Anyways, you shouldn't be too worried about indoor pollution, at least. Most probably. Unless, I don't know, you smoke a lot indoors and everything is closed. But most probably, if you're listening to this podcast, it may not be a big problem for you. But what is it, right? Kind of the name gives it all. It's the air pollution that is produced indoors. But ask yourself, do you like barbecues in the living room? Did you just say yes? Whoa. Okay, I thought you were going to say no. But hey, I was just kidding. In this case, I think you should go and have some medical tests done. But generally, people who are more exposed to this type of air pollution are those who still use, you know, solid fuels like wood, crop waste, charcoal, dung, and kerosene in open fires, as well as those who don't have efficient stoves. Now, you may think that it's not a big problem, but to tell you the truth, figures say it is. Indoor air pollution is responsible for 3.7 million premature deaths every year, mainly in developing countries where people cannot afford modern stoves. So again, what a surprise, right? Those with less resources are the ones more exposed to health threats. Now, air pollution, okay, is so serious that apparently the WHO has identified it as the single largest environmental health risk. Yes, I mean, isn't that crazy? But tell me, what do you think about this? Do you agree? Do you not agree? I mean, are people exaggerating or are they actually not taking it seriously enough? We have arrived to the end of our third episode. Only one more episode to go about climate change and human health. Are you sad about it? I know I am. But hey, don't worry because the best is yet to come. An interview with an expert in the field. If you are so interested in the topic and want to know more about it, we promise you that this interview is going to be very exciting. Well, I'm going to leave you now. I'm kind of late for my scuba diving, so yeah. I haven't completely quit on the idea of living under the sea. Remember that you can send us your questions, ideas, opinions, and whatever you want to generationsforhealth@gmail.com or to our social media accounts. And you may appear in the next episode of our podcast. See you soon and stay safe.